Norman Rentrop from Bonn, Germany. Two thanks and one question. My thanks go to both of you for allowing us investors to participate on equal terms with you. No management fees, no performance fees, no transaction fees. My thanks also go to the people of Omaha for building this very fine new convention center.
Yeah. Our thanks too. I'll interrupt you for just one second. We wouldn't be able to hold this meeting if we'd been limited to the facilities we had last year. Last year we had the biggest facility in town, and I was told that we have at least 19,500 people here, and that would have been many, many thousands beyond what we could have had last year. And this facility really does the job. Incidentally, it's known as the Quest Center. If you read about it in the paper, they seem to have some unwritten rule, or maybe it's a written rule, that they can't use the name. So you will not see that name in the paper for reasons that absolutely baffle me. But this is the Quest Center, and they've done a wonderful job with it, and Omaha has 19,500 people here today that otherwise might have to go to Kansas City. So thank you for thanking them, and now your question, please.
My question is your outlook on buying companies. You have taught us when stocks are priced high and companies are priced low, then buy companies. In the 1960s and 70s, we did see the rise of the conglomerates. Then came in the pure industry plays. Now we see a huge amount of money in private equity. And somehow private equity is competing for buying companies. So my question is, what is your outlook on the future of the buyout and the buying company industry?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct that the private equity funds are a form of competition with Berkshire in buying businesses. We don't really seek to buy businesses cheap because you're not going to get the chance to do that. We haven't been able to do that. We do get occasional chances to buy them at what we would regard as fair value. You'll never buy companies as cheap as stocks sometimes get. I mean, sometimes stocks sell for very low compared to intrinsic value. Businesses just don't do it. I mean, the reason is that the prices of stocks, like those junk bonds we talked about earlier, are set in an auction market, and that market can do extreme things. But businesses are sold in a negotiated transaction, and that doesn't get as extreme. Nevertheless, our preference, our strong preference, is that we would rather buy businesses at fair prices than stocks even a little cheaper. And the private equity funds are competition. On the other hand, we have bought a reasonable number of businesses in recent years, and we'll buy more in the future. If somebody wants what we are offering, we are somewhat one of a kind in that we will buy a business, and the people that sold it to us, if they built that business, are really able to run it as if it's their own indefinitely in the future. So if they have a tax reason, if they have a family situation or whatever, where they want to sell some business they love, and they don't want to auction it off like a piece of meat, and they don't want some guy buying it and then leveraging it up and then reselling it a couple years after changing the accounting or something of the sort, they come to us, and they know they'll get the result they want. And that happens periodically. It doesn't enable us to buy super bargains or anything like that. It just doesn't work that way. But it does let us put the money to work at a sensible rate. There will be more people like that. Unfortunately, we need big businesses. And, they don't come along every day. But as I've said, if you find that kind of an owner, if I owned a business that was big and that maybe my father had started, my grandfather had started, and I'd worked a long time for, but for one reason or another, I had to monetize it, I would sell to Berkshire. It's very simple, because I wouldn't regard the carving up of it to get perhaps the highest, a higher price, which might or not might not be higher, but I wouldn't regard that as the ultimate goal in life. I think it's kind of crazy, you know, to spend. I think it'd be kind of silly to auction off your daughter to whatever, you know, whatever man is willing to pay the most for. I feel the same way about a business you've created lovingly over decades and decades and decades. We will buy some more. It's a matter of luck whether it happens in any given quarter or even in any given year. But there's really no one else can quite make the promises that we can make. I mean, the degree of ownership that I have in Berkshire and the way I've got it set up for the future where none has to be sold, you know, my promises will probably be about as good as you can get in that arena. Most big companies simply can't do that if their board of directors, you know, decides they want to have a pure play, as you put it, in something. You know, what can be done about it? I tell prospective sellers, basically, I'm the only one that can double-cross you. I mean, and I can double-cross them. I mean, if I, the next day, want to pull something on them, it's not contractual what I've said to them in all probability, but nobody else can. We're not going to get some management consultants in and say they say you ought to rearrange the business, or we're not going to get Wall Street dictating to us. And that's, I think, a significant advantage over time. I think it'll enable us to buy businesses, but we do have a lot of competition, as you point out. Charlie?
Yeah, it's been interesting, though, that we've had this private equity competition for a long time, and one way or another, we've managed to buy a few things.